This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means I'm joined by my affable sidekick. You're my sidekick today, and that is Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Great, brother. You?
Great. And this is the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Regish does the heavy lifting for you. You ask him questions, and he gets the answers for you. And we've got lots of good questions and lots of good answers. But first, before we start, I have to say that we have lost a friend. For those of you who remember my days at Off Topic on, what was the website? RX Muscle, Dave Palumbo's website. You remember an inflammatory character who lurked around RX Muscle named Derek Anthony. A lot of you remember Derek for whatever reason, but mostly because his public persona, the act that he put on was one of, an inflammatory attack mode kind of guy on the internet all the time. He had a fantastic physique, and he was regularly featured on lots of the RX Muscle radio shows and TV shows and so on. And he even had his own radio show for a while on blog, what is that, blogtalkradio.com, which I'm happy to say that when I was still living in Phoenix, he reached out to me and said, I've been inspired by you, Carl. I wanted to start my own radio show. And would you help me? And I gave him a lot of good advice. And it helped him because he had a show on Blog Talk Radio for quite some time. And a lot of people knew that Derek was struggling with a tumor in his liver for a very long time. And he underwent another round of chemotherapy just recently. I remember seeing a blog post on Facebook. I want to say it was around Thanksgiving week. And I was informed by my good friend Anthony Roberts by text this morning that that Derek passed away yesterday. And here's the bad part. Derek was only 30 years old. That's, wow. He was just in his 20s a year ago. Now, a lot of people are coming out and going, it's the bodybuilding lifestyle. And I am not going to get into Derek's life because those of you who remember some of the interviews that we did on Off Topic with Derek, where he poured out his heart about his addiction to GHB. For many, many years and how hard it was for him to kick it. It was not a bodybuilding lifestyle that led to a lot of Derek's problems. Let's just put it that way. So those out there who are now going, oh, we're, you know, bodybuilders are dying. No, bodybuilders are not dying. The majority of them are still fine and alive. And those of us out there who pay attention to our health, you know, we can do the things that we want to do and live long lives. It's very sad, but very, very sad to hear that Derek Anthony died because he was a really good dude. And you know what the weird part is, Rob? Derek played this role. Everything he did was in caps. He always typed in caps. He was always shouting at people, putting them down. But this was the act he put on. It was almost like it was a role that he played. In fact, Dave Palumbo, profited from that, not financially, but I know, in other words, people came to the website to argue with Derek, and Derek loved it. You know, he loved to get into arguments with people. He would laugh about it. You know,
the internet's great for that. But in real life, he was a great guy.
No, he was generous. He was kind. He was a sweetheart. He was really a sweetheart. He was, in fact, his birthday was June 10th. Mine was June the 11th. And so we used to laugh about that. You know, because when he started doing his radio show, I says, well, you're destined to do radio. You're a Gemini like me. You know, and I only ever saw that Derek never tried to lambast me on the internet, never said anything bad about me. So I can't put myself in the place of guys like Vince Goodrum. I remember him and Vince Goodrum got into it real bad one time on the internet and even in person. I can't say that those people should just forgive and forget because they saw a different side of Derek that I saw. the Derek I always saw was a sweet guy. He was a really nice guy. He was a kind guy. And he was always looking for answers and was always trying to, you know, up his game. It's very sad. 30 years old. I mean, that's really way too young.
You never know, man. You got to live like it's every day, like it's the last day.
Well, more importantly, the guy was undergoing chemotherapy. You know my opinion of chemotherapy, right? Chemotherapy is like burning down the house to get rid of a stain on the carpet. A lot of people who undergo chemotherapy develop heart problems. This is well understood. I would love to know what the official cause of death is. You know, I have a feeling it was his heart. I don't know that for sure. I'm just saying that. I really feel terrible about this. I really feel bad. And I don't know what to say. I mean, other than he will be missed. And he was a good dude. And a lot of people out there are probably going to take this opportunity to, like, crap on him. Like, oh, yeah, he sucked and he called me names and now look who's laughing type of a thing. But Derek was the persona he created and he occupied on the internet, like the role that you play in a soap opera. You know what I mean? And that's all it was. So, anyway. Sad to see him go. On a lighter note, Way Natural USA has a free sample for anybody who wants to try the single best protein powder in the world, bar none. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural banner ad, when you get to that first page, there's lots of stuff on that first page. The very, very top row, the far right-hand column, you'll see what look like three glasses of protein powder in glasses, one vanilla, one strawberry, one chocolate, and it says free sample, one serving, and 10% off coupon. If you click that, you can request a free sample of your flavor choice, and they will send it out to you with a 10% off coupon so you can try it yourself without any skin in the game. So please check that out if you're still trying to make a decision whether or not you want to buy Way Natural USA. Rob has become a believer of Way Natural USA. We found that out when he went down to the headquarters of Way Natural. Isn't that right, Rob?
Absolutely. I mean, cold processed, biologically active whey protein, much, much different than what you usually see on the discount shelves.
Yeah. And I got an email from somebody saying, did Rob take any pictures? Rob made some videos. I saw one of them of body weight squats. You did 100 body weight squats in 2 minutes in I want to say some teen seconds. And right. That was in the grueling heat, right? It was really hot that day where you were.
Yeah, those are Tabata squats. You know, do as many as you can in 20 seconds, rest for 10, repeat. So it was just a way of demonstrating, look, you can get a great workout in your kitchen or wherever, and you got, you know, something to shoot for to beat next time.
So when will those videos be available on the internet, or are they available?
Greg's putting them up right now. We did videos down there. We did exercise videos. We did protein comparison videos. We did still shock. So they should be up in short order. As soon as I get them, I'll post them on my Facebook.
There you go. So you will see the pictures very shortly. There you go. Let's go ahead and run with our first question, which, unless you have it, do you have anything to announce, Rob?
No, other than I got my reverse hyper and home gym back, and I'm a happy man.
I talked to Rob this morning, right, and he answers the phone, and he's out of breath, and I go, what are you doing? He goes, I got all my home gym equipment back. He was like, he's like visiting everything for the first time again. He goes, this reverse hyper machine is unbelievable. He goes, my hamstrings are cramping. He did so many sets. They're cramping now.
Hand built, labor of love. All wood construction except for the weight pendulum holds 500 plus pounds. Rock solid.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You got to put some pictures of that up on Facebook sometime.
I will.
So there you go. So Rob has his home gym back, and everybody should have a home gym because there's times where you just can't get to the gym, and what are you going to do? You got to train at home. I don't care if it's a set of kettlebells, a set of power blocks, you know, a bench, an elliptical machine. You got to have a bunch of stuff at home where you can train. So, okay. The first question comes from Matt Beatty. He says, can you talk about cyanidin 3 glucoside? It's sold as a selective nutrient repartitioning agent. Is it legit? How does it work? I have never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. Cyanidin is one of the six anthocyanins, and it's a glucoside, cyanidin 3 glucoside, that has been getting a lot of attention lately for its ability to decrease blood glucose levels, without hindering protein synthesis. Hmm. They are, these cyanogens are a subcategory of dark pigments found in black and blue berries as well as some purple vegetables. It has various effects on cells, most of which can be described as being anti-diabetic or benefiting metabolic syndrome. It does have some problems with absorption, though. So the results you see in these in vitro studies, test tube studies, may not apply in humans. Its bioavailability is a concern, and studies on humans have yet to be performed. Now, a couple of the things that will help in its absorption. Our old friend IP6, or inositol hexaphosphate, has been shown to improve bioavailability. And quercetin, it's synergistic with cyanogen. And cyanogen's synergism with quercetin is increased further with ellagic acid, which is a natural phenol antioxidant found in several fruits and vegetables. The biggest outfit pushing this product is BioTest. They're selling it for $80 a whack under the name Indigo 3. Claims include greater glucose disposal, faster fat loss, muscle gain, and improved work capacity. Here's the bottom line. Outside of BioTest board, I have yet to hear a buzz around this stuff. And it's been out there for several years, so it's not as if people haven't had the chance to experiment with it. I've got two issues with this product. Cost and a lack of human studies. It's just too expensive in my book for a maybe. And I would much rather opt for R-alpha-lipoic acid. If cyanogen does possess these glucose disposal properties, it's a hell of an expensive way to get them. RALA is research proven, cheap as dirt, comparatively speaking, and has other benefits such as building glutathione levels in the liver. So there you have it, Matt, my 2 cents on cyanogen.
And obviously it's going to cost you a lot more than 2 cents to get cyanogen, it sounds like.
Oh, my God. It comes with a nice carrying case.
You know what? R-ALA has been around for at least a decade now, maybe more like 12 or 13 years within the fitness community as something that can help lower blood sugar levels, shuttle nutrients into muscle. As you point out, it's cheaper and it's proven the test of time. Forget about research. Lots of stuff shows well in research, comes on the market, people use it, they don't have any results, they stop using it, it disappears because if they can't sell it, they're not going to keep it on the counters.
Yeah, but, better solution.
Yeah.
Buy a glucometer.
Yeah.
See for yourself.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great point, right? Test this stuff yourself. Don't take anybody's, because here's another factor. It may work for one guy and not another. You may be the other guy. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint and the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. When you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, is that still the offer right now? Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint for free?
It's going to be up through the end of the year, so, you know, the time's running out.
I mean, you know what? Information is so worthwhile. Don't waste a minute doing things or taking things or spending money on things that don't work. You can get the Blueprint Bulletin delivered right to your inbox, and you get the Blueprint for free. And we already have heard how many people use the Blueprint successfully. So,
yeah, I got another text this morning from a guy. Just literally in 7 weeks, he has hit new PRs, and this is no newbie. This guy's been in the game for decades.
Look, 2014 can be the year that you can do the things that you want to do in the gym, have the body you want to have, and the Blueprint can get you there. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, get the Blueprint for free. It doesn't get easier than that. Stay tuned.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. HighProtein.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I'm sorry it took me so long to pop the music down. I was busy replying to an email. Apparently, all of my problems have been solved. Somebody needs my checking account and personal information. They want to deposit $58 million into my checking account from Nigeria. So I probably won't be doing this show anymore once I get that $58 million deposit into my checking account.
You would be a fool not to pursue that.
Right? I mean, come on. A guy just reaches out to me. He says, I have a business proposition for you. I'm a minister of business in Nigeria. I have $58 million. I need to get out of the country. Send me your personal information and check account. I'll put it in your account. I'm like, hey, I'm on that. I'm all over that. Here you go. So there you go. So I'll have $58 million next month. I will not be doing the radio show any longer. There you go. All problems solved. Hey, Rob, you know what? We'll go into business together. We'll come out with a new supplement every week, you know, and it'll do something that old supplements already do.
$58 million buys a lot of happiness.
Yes, and from Nigeria too, no less. A country that's known for its wealth. Anyway, we're sending them corn. They're sending us $58 million. Mike Grady says, "Is there something going on with Synthogen? I went to order at Mass website and it says out of stock." Yes, it's very popular.
Yeah, there are a couple things going on right now, some good and some bad. So let's get the bad news out of the way first. Not so long ago, 80 bottles of Synthogen were stolen from a batch that was scheduled to ship to Mass. And the lab thought it was an inside job, and they terminated the guy. suspected of stealing it. So we were out 80 bottles. Second, it was recently brought to my attention there's an outfit in Istanbul, Turkey, selling Synthogen for under $27.
It's under the name Synthogen and everything?
Oh, they got a picture of it up there, too. It's absolutely laughable, given the cost to manufacture it is many times that. They also only accept Western Union, which should be a red flag to anybody involved. It may be a counterfeit or a knockoff. We're looking into it. More than likely, the consumer is going to wind up with nothing after these crooks take your money and run. And then Western Union's like cash. So having said that, the demand has once again exceeded supply, and Synthogen is sold out. This is the third time it's happened, I think, this year. And despite our best efforts to ramp up production, the demand just keeps coming and coming. The good news is that Mass is expecting to have factory-fresh Synthogen in stock. They're taking pre-orders now. Expected delivery date 1/1/2014. So, you know, if you want to get your hands on it, visit MuscleMass.com. And there's a $20 instant cash back, and you get a 20% bonus for the new year on, you know, coupon, so to speak. If you enter the $20 instant cash back and extra 20% bonus for the new year, Mass deducts a full $20 off your total order of 5 or more items. Plus, you get a 20% off bonus coupon for it to use in the next year. So, yeah, I mean, there is something going on. Not all of it's good, but it does just serve to underscore the kind of cult following that Synthogen has.
Well, you know what's really funny? It's amazing how many perpetrators from other countries try to swindle Americans out of money.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, so ironically, I open with, you know, the Nigerian minister of business who wants to put $58 million in my checking account. The other day, I get an email from somebody in China saying that there's a company there that's trying to register superhumanradio.cn.asia, .cn.com.a, like all these Chinese versions of the website. And do I want to protect the name there? And so I reply and say, I'm going to look into this. We have to, you know, get with our general counsel. And the same email comes back when I respond to it. So it's an autoresponder. And the irony is that this is just another scam to swindle Americans out of their money. So like businesses are going to go, oh my God, we have to protect these names. This is probably a registrar in Asia who then will charge you thousands of dollars to register those names in Asia. So it's the company in Turkey that's bootlegging Synthogen now. It's all about ripping Americans off. You don't, I doubt seriously that there's any Americans who is sending emails, random spam emails to, China, or to Turkey or to Nigeria saying, hey, I got $58 million. I want to deposit in your checking account. Give me your checking account information, because they know that those people have no money in their checking accounts. What are you going to gain from getting their? It's like everybody wants to rip off the American population. It's just amazing. And that has to come from the fact that they think that we're all overweight, slothful, and, you know, just really dumb people. I have to believe that, you know.
I don't know. It did and it didn't surprise me. I mean, they lifted all of the feedback, it looks like, from Predator Nutrition's board.
Ah.
So I let Predator know. And so they're trying to reach the European folks.
Yeah.
I think, but,
well, you maybe know, you're right. Maybe you're right. Okay, so it's not just the Americans they're trying to rip off. I got you. This next question comes from Mike Bloom. He says, in your opinion, what's the best upper body movement for growth?
Simple answer, the pullover. The pullover is it's an incredible upper body movement working a tremendous amount of muscle mass. In July 1970, there was a groundbreaking article in the then excellent Iron Man magazine, penned by the late Arthur Jones. Its title, The Upper Body Squat, referring to the pullover. Jones shrewdly pointed out that the largest muscle mass in the upper body is found in the lat. There was a problem with that, though, and the problem is this. You can't work your lats directly because in order to hit the lats, you had to work the arms, usually the biceps. Given the fact that the biceps are much smaller and weaker muscles, they represented the weak link in the chain. The pullover gets around this problem, calling the lats, pecs, and other musculature in the upper body into play as the primary movers. The growth potential of the lats is, in a word, enormous, and nobody comes close, virtually nobody, to realizing that given the limitation I just spoke of. Now, more importantly, if you could tap into that kind of growth, it would have an incredible knock-on effect in terms of stimulating muscle growth all over the body. The seemingly magical combination of high-rep squats followed by pullovers has been discussed before. Those of you who have read the book Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson know exactly what I'm talking about. Few combinations can hold a candle to that duo, and I would encourage you to combine them. I hope you'll consider the movement versus the bench press, at least for a short period of time. The growth stimulation far exceeds that of any other upper body movement, although that's debatable. When it comes to the lats are usually, right, the antagonistic muscle group that's lagging because people bench and bench and bench till the cows come home. You can finally bring them into balance with the pullover. In one movement, you will stimulate growth in the pecs, lats, and the entire upper body. So I hope that helps. It's a fantastic movement. I'm doing them this morning.
You know what? I love the pullover. The machine pullover, the barbell pullover, they're all great movements. They really, really are. I just got a Facebook message from Shannon saying that the Canadians get hit with those, send me your checking account. We've got 58 million for you. So it's not just the United States.
They're sending us a lot of money. That's awful nice.
I know. Don't let Bill Gates find out. He'll stop sending food. Hey, listen, we have to take a break. But when we come back, we actually have a question from Mike. Is it G-E-L-A-R-G-E, Gelarge?
Gelarge.
Gelarge, okay. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.
BCAA.com.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
H-Force has a stocking stuffer special. All patches are half price, 50% off. Get one for you and one for your friend. Put it in their stocking. Help somebody lose weight. Help somebody sleep better. I mean, there's so many good patches there at H-Force. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today to learn more. Okay. The next question comes from Mike Gelarge. G-E-L-A-R-G-E. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, Mike. Is AST Research a trustworthy supplement company? They're in my local supplement store, but the asking price is kind of high. I have an opinion of them, too. What do you think?
Well, the short answer is yes. They're a trustworthy company, but there's more to this story. Years back, AST Research was leading the pack, in my opinion. It seemed as if every product they cranked out was a home run, right? First, it was Dimetrodine 25. For many folks, including me, ephedrine was an eye-opener, pun intended. So was their EPH 833, which was a very high-dose ephedra product. GABA was next, gamma-aminobutyric acid. And finally, here was an amino that you could feel. They were one of, if not the first, to introduce a high-quality whey concentrate, too, in the form of their then-excellent ViaPro. Viosylate was a powdered antioxidant, and it was excellent at mitigating soreness when taken either pre- or post-workout. They also offered one of the best MRPs at that time, which was called Nitro Pro 40. You know, their creatine, which was one of the first to recognize the importance of sodium in creatine transport, their creatine HSC, was another example. In short, they were innovative, edgy, and just what I was looking for at the time. Then things changed. The beginning of the end was ephedrine getting pulled. That was undoubtedly their top seller. I'm sure their bottom line took a hit. Their original ViaPro was outstanding, but they then went and added B vitamins to it. It tasted like dirt and lost its, and shortly thereafter, it lost its silk-like mouthfeel that's indicative of a correctly processed whey. Years later, I found out that was because they switched to using inferior-grade whey. The next bomb was creatine complex 5. Again, they added B vitamins to creatine mono and claimed it improved absorption, did all these wonderful things. It didn't. They got loud and proud about glutamine in the form of their GL3, and it looked like the next big thing. It wasn't, and they took it on the chin again. These days, AST's product line is run-of-the-mill. They are true to label, but it's not anything you can't find elsewhere for less. It's tough to tell what direction they're moving in. They've introduced beta-alanine or ursolic acid and various aminos and odds and ends into their line. One thing is for sure, they're no longer innovative. This really is a sad story, as one of the more exciting companies that came on the scene has degenerated into a high-priced, nothing new here outfit. Your money is better spent elsewhere. I hope that helps, Mike.
I don't think they're true to label. The one good credit you gave them, I found to be exactly the opposite. So I was buying their pro-hormones. They came out with some very, very high-dosed androstenedione, Paul Cribb was their research guy, right? Their science guy. And there was a guy named Jeff from someplace northwest who was their bodybuilder guy who, you know, he was using all their stuff. Yeah, that's it, Jeff Willett. And quite frankly, Skip LaCour.
Yeah.
Skip was associated with them too back in the day.
Yep.
So they had a couple really good bodybuilder type guys, and they had this guy, Paul Cribb, who was a really likable guy who wrote a lot of blog posts and articles. So I thought, okay, I'm going to start buying their pro hormones. And I was buying the androstenedione and the androdiol, I think. And they were the only ones that had like a 300 milligram cap, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And so I bought it directly from them. Instead of in a, no, I take it back. I bought it from a store. I think I bought it from like GNC or something like that. I got it home and I'm one of these guys who, I'm a little bit of a nerd. So I look at the caps and some of them have air in them, right? Cause they were clear caps with powder in them. And some of them, like the tip of the cap, one end, it's got air in it. I'm like, wow. So I squeeze the caps.
Yeah.
One of the caps I can crush completely down. My fingers touch. So I pour all of them in my hand, and I start indiscriminately pulling caps out of my hand and squeezing them. And some of them are packed solid tight. And some of them I squeeze them, and I can pinch them, and my fingers can touch. And I'm like, wait a minute. This can't be right. So this is back in the day when I first started on this journey. This was probably, I would say, 2001, 2002.
Yeah, I had stopped doing business with them long before that.
Well, and so I go to my pharmacist, and I say, could you do me a favor? Could you just weigh these for me? Because, you know, you've got a milligram scale. And he weighed them, and he goes, man, these are all over the place, he goes. He goes, what are they? And I told him. I said, you know, he goes, well, supplement manufacturers, they have a pretty broad margin that they can stay within. He goes, but these are really way out. He goes, like, some of these caps weigh 76 milligrams, and some of them weigh 340 milligrams.
Yeah.
I remember him saying that. And so I sent an email to the website, through the website to them, telling them this. And they said, we'll, you can buy it here online. We'll give you 10% off for your troubles. Well, on their website, the product was like 50, 75% more expensive than any place else. So with the 10% discount, I was still going to pay more than I paid at GNC, but it didn't solve my problem. And I remember sending them an email and saying, I'll never buy your products again, and they didn't even reply.
Yeah. No, I used to call out there, and apparently I called once too often because I was accused of being a spy for EAS, which they're in Golden, Colorado, AST Research, both companies. And I was told at least at one point they were right across the street from each other. And they were taking it on the chin because the EAS was just, you know, skyrocketing, and they were apparently losing market share. So the guy says, we're on to you, buddy. Don't call here again. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, you can't buy any products from us. Don't bother calling us. We're not going to take your calls. Yeah, they were paranoid.
They did not understand customer service at all, in my opinion. They should have handled me so differently because I was spending a lot of money on their products. I was buying their high dose DHEA product. I was buying their creatine. I was buying their androdiol, their 19 nor product, their androdione. I mean, yeah. I was buying a lot of stuff from them. They should have just said, we'll send you a free bottle. That's what they should have done. Like now I know that looking back, now that I'm on this side of the fence, back then I was just a consumer. And it's like and the guy who ran the company, his name was Paul something too, I want to say.
Paul Dahlia.
I wrote him an email directly, and he never even responded. And I know what you're thinking, like, well, big deal, like, who are you? But you know what? People send emails. I get thousands of emails a week. I know people think, oh, yeah. When I was off for Thanksgiving, I got 8,000 emails I had to go through. And people send me, sometimes when you're doing your talk, I'm replying to emails at admin. Somebody wants to know where to get Aura MD. I just sent them the link. If I can take the time to reply to emails, then somebody who wants to keep me as a customer should be able to do it as well.
Yeah. You know, what got me was they were so innovative and edgy, and the products worked. And then the innovation stopped, and they just became a Me Too company, you know, doing generic versions of whatever was hot. it's really come. I mean, I sit here scratching my head as to what happened to that guy. It's sad. You know, it really is sad.
They got. You know what it is? They got complacent. They thought nothing. They thought everything that they would do would turn to gold. And a lot of companies fall into that category. And that's what happens. And then they lose all their customers. And they go, oh my God, what happened? Well, what happened was you stopped doing the things that made you a good company.
Yeah, I want to say they filed for bankruptcy and reorganized. But I don't know, man. I used to wait with bated breath on their next move, you know, their next new product. Because they included a lot of literature and supporting scientific documentation for their new products. And that was at a time when companies weren't doing this. You know, there were one, maybe two other companies doing it, and they were. And then nothing, just dried up.
Interestingly enough, do you remember this? They used to espouse, as a company, your first meal in the morning. Do you remember what they used to tell people to eat for their first meal in the morning?
What is it?
A gigantic bowl of the sugariest cereal you could get your hands on, because spiking insulin first thing in the morning was going to make you more anabolic for the rest of the day.
I don't remember that, but...
And I remember going on the boards and people saying that they were doing it and they were getting fatter, and they didn't understand how Paul Willett was doing it and Skip LaCour were doing it. And I was thinking to myself, they're probably not doing it. You know, a lot of sponsored athletes don't do the things that the companies that sponsor them say that they're doing. Like just this morning on Facebook, there was an ad to find out how movie stars put on all this muscle. And they're talking about this, like, over-the-counter supplement. And I'm thinking, no, Anavar. You know, they're all taking Anavar because it's a weak, it's highly anabolic, very little androgenicity. And everybody knows that everybody in Hollywood gravitates to Anavar. So don't tell me they're taking your over-the-counter supplement and putting on 15 pounds of muscle in 3 months. They're taking Anavar.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, today they're just, they got a, you know, a fat burner. They're like every other company. They got a fat burner. They got a protein. And they've got a creatine. And yeah, there are a few other odds and ends, but I mean, come on. I long for the days when those guys would, you know, roll out the next big thing. And like I said, they had a laundry list of hits. There were no misses up until a certain point in time. And then, boom, nothing.
Where are the Backstreet Boys today? They had a lot of hits too. Remember them?
Huh. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's where AST Research is now. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25. Now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com. Today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the Fast Lane.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. The next question comes from Johnny Gray. I'm 44 years old and making one last run at a 400-pound bench press. It's been years since I bulked up, and things are moving along, but I don't recover like I used to, and recently wrenched my back. Any tips on what I can do to stay injury-free?
Yeah, well, I'm in this boat. I'm about the same age and suffer from, I guess, the same related age-related decline as you do, Johnny. It's no fun getting older. You've heard it, and it's true, but it doesn't mean we have to settle for less than impressive feats of strength. I'm going to give it to you straight. There is going to come a time, and it's right now for you, when heavy benching, deadlifting, and squatting becomes problematic. It's not impossible, but confronting it is necessary to stay healthy, strong, and injury-free. The following tips, then, are going to help you achieve that. One, give equal attention to prehab, rehab, and active recovery versus days you train with weights. Two, incorporate body weight training into your routine. Three, skew your supplementation more towards prevention versus performance enhancement. Four, start seeing a chiropractor. And five, look into HRT, hormone replacement therapy. Now, a bit more now about each. It pays dues to have one active recovery day for every session you have with the weights. Right? When we were younger, we didn't even have to think about this. Youth was a hell of a drug. But at this stage of the game, it's prudent to perform these recovery workouts in between your weight training sessions. It can take the form of sled dragging, high-intensity interval training, cardio, foam rolling, etc. Just do something that improves blood flow without the muscle damage associated with lifting or, more accurately, lowering weights. Next, you should gradually add more of the body weight training into the mix. This was a new lease on life for me, as I've spoken about before. You know, you may not be able to bench 400 pounds at age 60, but you damn sure could do one-arm push-ups, and those are pretty cool, in my opinion. Look into Convict conditioning or Brooks Cubic dinosaur body weight training. You're also, you would be wise to skew your supplementation towards prevention versus performance enhancement. And here I'm talking about, you know, you can't gain if you can't train. And many folks are in this boat, including me. Quality products here include GLC 2000, their new one, Actistatin, Super Cesis, Curcumin, and high-dose fish oil. Now, a lot of folks are going to balk at this given they don't have any injuries, or they prefer to put their money towards test boosters and the like. It's a big mistake. The joints, tendons, ligaments, and other soft tissues incur a tremendous amount of wear and tear from decades under the iron. In some cases, it doesn't even take that. The damage often goes unnoticed until something gives. Start nourishing those joints today with compounds like glucosamine chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, and then layer in anti-inflammatories such as curcumin or cesis, high-dose fish oil. It all pays dues down the line. You should also start seeing a chiropractor regularly, whether you're in pain or not. The fact of the matter is proper spinal alignment is incredibly important, and everything from your heartbeat, your ability to contract muscle is regulated by the central nervous system. Your spine is the highway that that message runs through. Right? Enough said. You know, if you use a mouse with your dominant hand, stand in front of the mirror. Most people are going to observe that their shoulder droops, the one that uses the mouse, due to sitting in front of the desk and using that computer all day. Most people's palms also face backwards when they're standing. When their arms hang by their sides. Don't be like most people. Each of those, both of them, are indicative of a shoulder imbalance, and regular adjustments help. Last but not least, get those testosterone levels, both total and free, checked. There's an epidemic of andropause in this country, and it's only now getting the attention that it deserves. A combination of age, stress, and environmental estrogens that's in everything from your plastic water bottle to the plastic that you use to cover your food when you microwave it has conspired to put men's test levels in the cellar. So work with your doctor to get into the optimal range. I know that's going to help you, Johnny.
Okay, here's my two CCs.
Yeah.
Get with a coach. Get with a coach. Get with a coach. I don't know where you live, but if you live near Coach Wade Johnson, for instance, hire him to help you reach that 400-pound bench press. Look, everything Rob said is absolutely accurate. Okay? All those things will help you stay injury-free. But they will not necessarily give you what you need to reach the 400-pound bench press. The only thing that will help you with that is someone who teaches people how to reach 400-pound bench presses, and then 500-pound bench presses, and then 600-pound bench presses. Find yourself a powerlifting coach. Say, I want to hit the 400-pound bench press. And don't say you want to just do it this year. Say, I want to hit the 400-pound bench press. If it takes you a year and 3 months, a year and 7 months, say, I want to hit the 400-pound bench press. And then train with a coach and follow. Put yourself in his hands. If he says, we're taking off next week, we're deloading this week, you do it. Because this person knows how to reach that 400-pound bench press. And that means reach it injury-free.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. There is no better investment than hiring a coach to achieve a goal. And I say that because, yeah, you can try to figure it out yourself, but I guarantee you, because I made this mistake, you're going to waste a lot of money. And more importantly, you're going to waste time making mistakes. Shave the learning curve down by hiring somebody that has been there and has done this.
But more importantly, that has taught other people, that has been there and done it, but then taught other people successfully. There's a lot of people that can bench 400 pounds, but they don't even know how they got there, and they can't teach anybody else how to get there. You need to find somebody who coaches powerlifting.
Yeah.
And say, I want to bench 400 pounds. And they'll assess you. They'll know where you are. They'll say, okay, if we can make regular progress, it can happen in a year, but maybe not. And then make the commitment to stick it out until you bench 400 pounds.
Yeah. And Wade's 100% drug free and always has been. So, you know, he knows how to get there. He's been there. And he's done it without assistance. Like you said, there are a lot of guys that have no idea how they got there.
Yeah.
It's scary, and no, they're not all using drugs, but yes, you know, a certain percentage of them are, and when your growth is coming from a bottle, then, you know, you can make a lot of training, dietary mistakes, and other sins that only come home to roost when you get off the drugs.
You know, I went to school for optometry, right? And I have a degree as an optician, and I learned how to fit contact lenses. Now,
I didn't know that.
If I never did that, if you put me in a laboratory with all the equipment to fit contact lenses, and said, hey, fit contact lenses, I mean, I'd be a danger. I'd probably blind a couple people. I may be able to get something done. And my point is this. Because we have the ability to walk into a gym and grab a hold of some dumbbells or grab a hold of a barbell and do something with it, we assume that we're qualified to do it in the most elite fashion. A 400-pound bench press is an elite bench press. A very small percentage of the population can bench press 400 pounds. Very, very small percent of the population. So my reason for saying this is this. You would not expect to learn how to fit contact lenses without instruction. And you should not expect to bench 400 pounds without some instruction. That's it. So don't miss out on the opportunity to add to the list of credits in your lifetime that in my 40s, I benched 400 pounds. Don't miss that opportunity by thinking that you should be able to do it all by yourself without any instruction.
Yeah, it's an incredible accomplishment. And, you know, the old saying, two heads are better than one.
Yeah, I mean, you get hooked up with a guy like Wade, and I don't know that Wade can do it from long distance. I know he does a lot with video. You may need somebody to do some hands-on work with you. But if you can find the powerlifting coach, and chances are they don't charge a lot of money because powerlifters, by and large, do it because they love the sport and they'd love to see you bench 400 pounds. If you can find a good powerlifting coach that has coached other people, and that's the key here, not a guy who benches 400 pounds, a guy who coaches other people because they know when to pull back on the gas, even though you want to press on the gas. They know when your form is getting sloppy and you're getting dangerous in your lift, and they're going to correct you and back you down and have you do some accessory work to correct something. They can see where your weak spots are. They know how to get you out of the jams in them. They will keep you injury-free. They will get you to the 400-pound bench press. Find somebody, and if you have to shell out $25 once a month, it's well worth it, because then you can add the list of to your list of credits at 40 years old that you bench 400 pounds. If I had aspirations to bench press 400 pounds, I would never think, okay, I'm going to start where I am and I'm going to see how far I can get. I would never do that. I would absolutely go find somebody and say, hey, I have aspirations to bench 400 pounds. Help me get there. Any more than I would expect Rob Regish to walk into a contact lens lab and fit somebody with contact lenses without instruction.
Yeah, he wouldn't want that.
Neither would the person whose eyes you would mess up big time. All right, yeah. We got two quick questions. We're going to take a break, and we have two quick questions that literally just came in, okay? And we're going to answer these when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. You can get the Blueprint, which is seemingly the best workout and training guide out there today if you listen to the people who use it and make nothing but gains from it. Absolutely free when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, and the Blueprint Bulletin will make you appear to be the smartest kid on your block, because you'll get all this wonderful information in the inbox of your email from Rob Regish every single month. Subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Get the Blueprint for free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar cake. casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, these questions literally just came in. One came in from Facebook and one came in through the admin email address at Supreme Radio. The first one is from Barry B-S-O-L, B-S-O-L, and it's from Australia. He says, "Hey, Carl and Rob, loving the show. I listen to it religiously. I'm getting far less work done than I should be at my job. But bit by bit, I'm becoming more superhuman. So eventually my new job will be fighting crime." I love that. That's pretty cool.
That's cool. That is cool.
Anyway, on to my question. I had the opportunity of reading this question before Rob did, so I'm going to let him answer it first because I already have some opinions. "I'm looking to start the blueprint to gain some size and strength. Good move. But I'm having issues with recovery. I play cricket every Saturday, which lasts 6 hours, and for 2 to 3 days afterwards, I can barely walk, let alone lift. I eat Primal and make sure to get the bulk of my carbohydrates before, during, and after my games and keep my protein and fat at good amounts throughout the week. Can you recommend a way for me to recover faster so that I can fit in more lifting sessions throughout the week? I'm getting about 2 sessions currently, Wednesdays and Thursdays. I'm 27, so there shouldn't be any hormonal issues or anything like that. But the full day of sports I play is in the hot sun, and it really takes a lot out of me."
Yeah. Well, you know, a couple of thoughts here. Number one, don't necessarily discount training hard and heavy 2 days a week as being a bad thing. For a lot of folks, it's just what the doctor ordered. And in fact, we have strategies and blueprints to make some pretty amazing progress training twice a week, and amazing as in, you know, you can move a 300 bench press to a 315 training twice a week in 6 workouts, so you can do that in 3 weeks. But secondly, your comment about, you know, the fact that your cricket matches last for 6 hours and in the hot sun is indicative and telling of the fact that you're probably dehydrated. And one of the best tricks that I have for getting the body to hold more water in the right places is a product called glycerol monostearate.
Or glycerin, right? That's what I was going to say. Yeah, good one.
Or glycerin. Yeah. Glycerol monostearate is a powdered version of glycerol. And, you know, as I stated before, not only is the water that you drink, more of it is held in the muscle tissue, but it also imparts a cosmetic effect that's pretty dramatic if you're already lean, whereby it will pull the subcutaneous water from underneath the skin and put it into the muscle. And hyperhydrating like that, especially over a six-hour period, is going to make a world of difference, not just in your performance that day, but in your recovery. And speaking of recovery, you know, I'll just tell it like it is. Synthogen is the Rolls Royce of recovery products.
It just doesn't cost the Rolls Royce.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't cost as much as the Rolls Royce. You know, if you take Synthogen throughout your game and you hyperhydrate with glycerol monostearate or glycerin, a couple tablespoons in your drinking water, and whatever you're drinking, you are going to notice a huge difference, both in performance that day and recovery. So I would encourage you to look at those options. And again, don't discount training twice a week. It's powerful stuff, especially if you've been overtraining.
The first thing that I came to mind was dehydration. Dehydration can completely trash strength. Being as we've done shows about this years ago, as little as a 10% dehydration can dramatically reduce your ability to output power. So being hydrated is critical. I'll tell you something else. What Rob was talking about, glycerin or glycerol, whichever one you want to use, it's the secret that the MMA uses, UFC uses, boxers use it. When they have to make weight, they'll get in a hot box and completely dehydrate. They couldn't fight in that dehydrated weight. They are exhausted, emaciated. Every drop of fluid is out of their body. They get up on the scale. They make weight. That night, they take combinations of a couple tablespoons of glycerin and water, and they put on 7 or 8 pounds by the next morning.
Yeah.
And it's all in muscle weight. None of it's sub-Q. Glycerin is an amazing rehydrating agent. And enough bodybuilders don't know enough about it, because a lot of bodybuilders will carb load with rice cakes the night before and the day of an event. Well, guess what? Carbohydrates will add fluid to the body indiscriminate of muscle. It's under your skin as well. But glycerin only sticks it in the muscle.
It's cheap, too.
I know. You can buy it at a grocery store.
Yeah. You know, it's sold in most grocery and drug stores as a skin moisturizer, and there are, you know, all these warnings on the outside, not for internal use. But the reality is, as you pointed out, tons of athletes have been using this little, I don't know if you call it a secret, but it's certainly overlooked.
And it only takes a couple tablespoons. That's all it takes. Okay, so the other thing I would say is this. Rob is right. You can make amazing gains lifting twice a week. However, you may have to make a decision on what is more important. I understand that you play cricket, and it's obviously a sport that you enjoy. Otherwise, you wouldn't invest 6 hours on the weekend doing it. But there may come a time where you're making the gains you want to make at 2 days a week of lifting, and you want to make greater gains. You may have to make a choice of not playing cricket for a little while. Is that an option for you? This is an age-old dilemma that athletes are faced with all the time. You got to pick your battle. Are you going to invest your energy in the cricket battle, or are you going to invest your energy in the muscle building battle? You may have to make a decision and play less cricket. Maybe the days that you play, maybe you can play less frequently. Obviously, if you're staying better hydrated, that should take less of a toll.
Yeah, you know what? I'll say this. If you get the blueprint, give me a call, shoot me an email. I'll be happy to work with you on how to balance, you know, your training frequency with your cricket game. But you're right. You know, there does come a time when, and obviously cricket's a passion with this man. He's playing for 6 hours. You know, that's an investment right there.
Well, he's serious about cricket, and that's a wonderful thing. That's his sport. But, you know, you may have to say, look, I want to get as strong as I can get while playing this level of cricket. Or you may want to say, I want to back down at this level of cricket and invest my time in my strength gains. I can always come back and pick up cricket later.
Yeah.
So you may have to make that choice. But I think if you follow Rob's advice and get as strong as you can, just training those 2 days a week and watching your hydration and maybe even adding, not being as strict with your meal plan. I understand you eat Primal, which means you use dairy as well. Not being as strict with your meal plan and maybe eating a little bit more starchy carbs, maybe more yams, and not being too concerned about subcutaneous body fat. You may just add 500 calories a week and find that that takes you out of being hammered to death with the combination of being better hydrated from being hammered to death from that session of cricket.
Yeah. Hydration, nutrition, and in particular, amino loading. I was a big fan of amino loading back when Dr. Eric Serrano was writing about it. And it hasn't always been sexy or, you know, have the appeal of pro hormones and what, but the reality is it works. You know, as you pointed out many times, loading essential amino acids, has been shown when it's done right to be as effective as some weak anabolic.
Yes.
People will scoff at that, but I'm telling you, if you do it right, you can feel the difference the next day. It's only going to take you 48 hours to figure out we're telling the truth.
Yeah. So, the next question comes from Stel Yo, S-T-E-L, second name Y-O. He just messaged us on Facebook. He says, I'm interested on your take. Would chewing gum improve absorption if I scarf down a whole food meal and wish to achieve the benefits of mindfulness? We did a show the other day with Dr. Roland Thomas about the importance of mindfulness while eating. And what I talked about is there has been research done that shows that if a person closes their eyes and gets quiet and silent and reduces stress right before a meal, that they lose body fat without changing anything else other than sitting down for a few minutes, closing their eyes, focusing on their breathing, relaxing the body, shutting down the stress hormones, and then eating their meal. And then while eating the meal, be in the moment, focusing on the meal, not watching television, not reading the newspaper, not talking with a friend, not, you know, anything else. Most of us, we don't even realize we're eating because we're eating while we're working. I'm guilty of this myself. So Stel wants to know, hey, hold on a second, and I'll let you answer. He says, I often eat standing up because I'm always on the go. I know what it feels like. I usually eat over the sink. Been chewing gum after meals with the belief that I'm digesting meals better, and coincidentally just downloaded show 1316 with Roland Thomas where we talked about mindfulness and eating. Okay, so what's your take? Do you think that chewing gum after a meal will help you digest and absorb that meal better?
I'm not aware of any research in that area. What's sticking in my mind is there was at least one study done where chewing gum was found to improve weight loss. And it does make sense to me that by chewing, you know, you're stimulating more of the enzymes that masticate or break down food. I wish I had the science in front of me, but I know there's something there showing that chewing gum raised resting metabolic rate. I don't know how, you know, but it does. Now, what I will say is there is a lot of truth behind the old adage, it's not just the food you eat, but it's the emotional state you're in when you eat it, right? We all know people that eat like a bird, but they're obese. Why are they obese? Because they have feelings of guilt and shame and, you know, all of these things conspire your emotions to produce hormones. And when you have a lot of guilt and shame, it's my take that you produce a lot of cortisol and other hormones that store that food as fat. You know, I don't eat a lot of junk, but I eat, you know, here and there. I'll have days when they eat a fair amount. You know, I'm not fat, and I know others that are like this. And yeah, it's part of our training, but you know what? I don't stress if I have a piece of cheesecake if I'm out to eat. I don't beat myself up over it. And as a result, I don't think my body releases a lot of cortisol and other things that are going to do me in.
Let's examine that for a second, okay? First of all, I have to say no. I do not believe that chewing gum afterwards will have the same effects as mindfulness before a meal. I do believe that chewing gum afterwards punctuates the meal where you don't feel like eating anything else. And that has been shown to help people lose weight more successfully as a tool to cleanse the palate where you feel you won't go back for seconds or third. That's a fact. It's the same thing is true of brushing your teeth right after a meal. But let's examine what Rob just said, and let's look at it through our, let's put on our evolutionary glasses for a second, and let's look at this. The body does not categorize stress. It doesn't say, well, this stress is because your boss sucks, and this stress is because a tiger is chasing you. The body just recognizes stress. What does the body do when it thinks the environment is hostile? Knowing that food is required for survival. When the environment is hostile, the body turns more food into fat because it fears that it won't get food often enough. And hostile environments produce what? Stress-related hormones. So when the body, and I am not a scientist, so I know there's scientists out there going, Carl, you're really off base with this, but I'm just using critical thinking right now, okay? So when you are under stress and you eat a meal, the body does something different with it than when you are not under stress and you eat a meal. This has already been shown by science. But now let's look at what Rob is saying. So there are people out there who believe that having a piece of cheesecake can actually enhance their weight loss for whatever reason. And the fact that they believe that puts them in a state of mind that when they eat the cheesecake, the body does not go into a stressed out, guilt-ridden moment and flip on those same environmental factors, like you're living in a high stress environment, and turn it into fat. So I completely agree with this notion. Has it been proven by science? I don't know. I don't have the time to dig up the research, but it makes sense to me that if you're freaking out because you're eating something, then don't eat it. Not because it's bad for you, but because the fact that you think is bad, it's bad for you, is making it bad for you.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And look, you know, we all have our dietary indiscretions. We all fall off the wagon. It doesn't matter. What matters is you get back up and you get back on that horse and ride and don't beat yourself up over it.
Yeah. Now, this is coming from a guy who regularly eats over the sink or eats at his desk while he's typing an email and uploading a show. That's me, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. You can become mindful even if you're eating while you're standing. Just all it takes is for you. I'm talking to Stell now. All it takes is for you to stand there quietly, get centered quietly, maybe even close your eyes for a moment quietly. If you're a religious person, say a prayer, okay? If you're not a religious person, think of something that brings you great joy, whatever that is, and just get centered and relax. You know what you could do? Tense every muscle in your body and then feel it relax. Tense your glutes, your quads while you're standing. Your hands, grip your hands. Lock up your shoulders. Lock up your back. Flex everything and then feel it relax. And then let that relaxation, let the gravity pull and let you feel your body relaxed. Stay like that for a minute or two and then eat your meal standing up. That's all we're talking about here when we're talking about mindfulness.
Yeah.
We're talking about not being distracted before you engage the meal, and during the meal, focusing on the meal, focusing on your chewing, taste the food, be in the moment, eat the meal. Don't let anybody call you, distract you, turn your cell phone on silent, turn it upside down, and be with the meal. That's what this whole thing is about, this whole mindfulness while eating. And it does something different in the body. We see this.
I see evidence of it every day. Yeah. You know, like I said, there's plenty of people that are obese that don't eat a lot of food, but they do eat as crap food and they feel bad about it. And I'm convinced that hormonally that's a result of guilt and shame.
Yeah. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to perform the blueprint tip of the day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. The best appetite suppressant on the market. And you don't even know about it, but Rob does. Maybe we can coax him into telling you.
Yeah.
What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
The blueprint tip of the day has to do with, in my opinion, the best appetite suppressant out there. And it is disguised at your local drug or grocery store as an antacid. The next time you're in the drugstore or the grocery store, take a good hard look at all of the available fat burners that are out there, and it just continues to amaze me. There are dozens of them on the shelves, and they're begging for your dollars. They average in price from a low of $20 up to over $75 in some cases. If you take a close look at the label, they're usually just dressed up caffeine, sometimes with a sprinkling of herbal diuretics, CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, green coffee bean, whatever's hot this month. The long and the short of it is that these expensive and overhyped weight loss formulas all have virtually zero science to back up their claims. Instead, what if there was an incredibly effective and cheap over-the-counter diet aid that really worked? One that showed fat loss preferentially, at least in one study, in the abdomen, or one that increases the punch of caffeine, ephedrine, and other thermogenics like EGCG. Well, it's out there today in the form of Tagamet, also known as cimetidine hydrochloride. The best deal can be found at Walmart. Their Equate in-house brand is sold under the trade name Acid Reducer. For a paltry $4.98, you get 60 200 milligram tabs, or enough for a 3-week supply. Cimetidine is an over-the-counter histamine blocker, and it's used to treat gastric acid and peptic ulcers. It's not FDA-approved for weight loss, but if you deep dig enough, you'll find several studies that showed cimetidine reduces weight in healthy, overweight subjects. And although the method of action isn't completely understood, one of the prevailing theories is that it suppresses hunger via a satiety peptide. Now, whatever it is, I can vouch for this. It absolutely crushes appetite. The last known studies on cimetidine were published in 2000 for weight loss. In the study that caught my eye, those folks using cimetidine not only lost fat around the waist, most of it was from around the waist, they kept it off versus controls that were not using it. It also happens to extend the duration of action and punch of other compounds, among them caffeine and selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. So it's a double-edged sword, and you should know that and approach it cautiously. Still, it does give us some inkling as to what else might stack well with it. A dirt-cheap favorite of mine is cimetidine, EGCG, epigallocatechin-gallate from green tea, and caffeine. The ideal is 300 milligrams of EGCG, 200 milligrams of caffeine, paired with 200 milligrams of cimetidine a couple times a day. While you're at Walmart, look into their generic caffeine tabs, brand name Jet Alert. Reason, you get 90 200 milligram tabs for around $3. You know, I don't know whether to laugh or cry watching people walk out of there having paid $25 or more for 1,3,7 trimethyl xanthate, which, by the way, is caffeine. That's how they dress it up on the label. You get a much more favorable price point by using Jet Alert. So, which brings me to what's new with cimetidine. I've been toying with various stacks involving it, searching for that perfect combination. Now, in my opinion, you can do no finer than ephedrine, caffeine, EGCG, cimetidine, and forskolin. So here's the breakdown to be taken, let's say, twice a day. 20 milligrams of ephedrine, 200 milligrams of caffeine, 300 milligrams of EGCG, 200 of cimetidine, 200 milligrams, and 50 milligrams of forskolin. Now, I reviewed forskolin recently in depth in issue number 12 of the Blueprint Bulletin, but the light bulb only went off just recently. Forskolin elevates cyclic AMP, which turns on the signal that tells your body to burn fat. It also causes the body to interpret normal beta receptor stimulation rather, as something greater than what it really is. So in English, adding forskolin to ephedrine greatly magnifies its effects. It pays to go with the genuine article when you're looking for forskolin, and that would be Sabinsa's patented forskolin, which has been used in almost all the studies showing favorable weight loss and muscle retention, by the way. You're looking for a product called Forskoli Extract, the Nature's Way brand. And by label, it's 125 milligrams of forskolin per cap using a 20% extract. You get 60 caps for about $15, which is a 15-day supply. Back to cimetidine. Whatever road you take, do please look into it. It's one, cheap as dirt. Two, it stacks well with other thermogenics. And three, it works. You know, it just, I usually have a ravenous appetite. When I take this stuff, one tab, I'm good to go for at least another 2 to 3 hours.
Does it not also block certain uptake of nutrients and minerals? I mean, I've heard that Tagamet caused people who had to take it for it used to be taken for ulcers.
Well, you know, it very well might. I will say this. When I was experimenting with it, I noticed it did have a very curious effect when it came time to take GABA. Because it crushes appetite, right, you're going to have an empty stomach. Perfect time to take GABA, I thought. Well, I took my usual 5 grams, and you know that paresthesia that you get, the tingling and so
right,
forth?
Right.
It doesn't happen. And believe me, you know, I get it all the time. If my stomach is empty and I slam anywhere between 3 and 5 grams of GABA, I get that paresthesia feeling. I get drowsy, you know, the classic neuroinhibitory effects of gamma-aminobutyric acid. When I take Tagamet within 5 hours and then I dose GABA, it's gone. It's not there. I don't even get drowsy. So I think you're right. I do.
Yeah,
think
but what it's doing, that means, is it's you're not absorbing the GABA, and you're
right.
And this has been the problem with Tagamet for those who had ulcers. They ended up, and don't forget, they're taking it every single day, you know, for a very long period of time, years. And
right.
they would end up with vitamin deficiencies. They would end up with mineral deficiencies. They'd end up with all sorts of deficiencies because the body is not digesting. I'm sorry, absorbing a lot of the nutrition that's hitting the stomach. So
yeah.
That's the
you
only thing I would say you have to be careful about.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. It also does increase blood levels of a lot of different medication and extends their duration of action. Caffeine is one. Now, you know, on the positive side, I suppose you could use less caffeine.
Yeah.
Still get the same effects. On the negative side, if you're taking the SSRI for depression or whatnot, you know, it could lead to much increased levels of serotonin in the brain.
Yeah.
So just be aware of it. Don't use it, for, I would say, for any more than 6 weeks, but know that it is a powerful weight loss adjunct. And the nicest part, it's non-stimulatory. So, you know, you can't take ephedrine, caffeine, those sorts of things close to bed. You can take this stuff, and it will not. There's no stimulation. It just crushes appetite.
Yeah. Hey, so, great show today, Rob. Great
thanks,
show.
Thanks, brother. Had fun doing it.
And glad you've got your home gym set back up, too.
Oh, God. You know, it doesn't take much to keep me happy.
That's funny.
Got my home gym and a roof over my head.
So after the show today, are you going to go do reverse hypers again, or have you taught yourself a lesson today?
Hey, you know, I'm not going to go work out again. I'm telling myself that, but I'm going to walk over there.
You'll be working out in no time. Rob Regish is the true iron dog. He's the iron dog. So there you go. Hey, listen, Rob, thanks so much, brother.
Thank you.
And thanks to everybody for listening to the Blueprint Power Hour today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman.